I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up in our Wisdom Watch conversation, we speak with two-time Oscar winner Sally Field about a career that spanned five decades. But first, Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. She's in Washington for a marathon session of meet and greets on Capitol Hill. These sessions have become customary for nominees and might be especially crucial for Sotomayor, who is President Obama's first nomination to the High Court, as well as the first person of Latino heritage to be nominated. It's her chance to make a positive first impression on many of the key senators who will lead her confirmation hearings. Sotomayor's nomination, of course, continues to have political repercussions throughout the country, but it is said to be especially meaningful for Latinos who are in striking distance of seeing one of their own in one of the nation's highest offices. But is that really so? In a moment, we'll hear a contrarian view from writer Gregory Rodriguez. But first, in our monthly visit with the magazine mavens, we turn to two editors of publications geared toward Latino men and women who talk to us about what Sotomayor's nomination means to their readers, as well as about what's hot on their pages this month. Joining us, Nicole Raymond, the executive editor of People en Español, and Mimi Valdez-Ryan is the editor-in-chief at Latina Magazine. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
I want to ask you both, where were you and what was your reaction when you learned that Sonia Sotomayor was President Obama's first choice for the Supreme Court? Mimi?
Oh, gosh. Well, I was on vacation. So when I found out, I don't know, it's really hard to put into words the feeling that I felt, because she kind of comes from the same background that I came from housing projects in New York City. And just the fact that someone like her, someone who has a background similar to mine, could even be considered for this position just was just too overwhelming for words.
Nicole, what about you? I understand that you grew up in Chile, and the current president there, Michelle Bachelet, is a woman. I wondered what your reaction was.
I just couldn't get my husband out of the shower quick enough to tell him that Sotomayor had been nominated. I called my Puerto Rican friends to congratulate them. They were all very, very excited. And I don't know, I think it's very interesting and very important for the minorities what the Obama administration is doing. That is not just, you know, the talk about change, but it's that change is actually happening. And to this position, that it will have such a long-lasting legacy, it's just huge.
But Nicole, you make an interesting point. You said you called your Puerto Rican friends. Do you think it means more to people of Puerto Rican heritage, and, or New Yorican, as we would like to say, because she grew up in New York? And do you think it has the same resonance, or do you think it just varies depending on who you are?
I think the whole community was very proud and excited for the nomination, but I do feel like there's a difference. I mean, as Mimi said, like, she has a very similar background. She feels a lot more closer than probably I do. I really don't have a lot of the history, you know, that other Hispanics that were born here have. So I do feel like it's different. I was very proud and excited because she is Latino and she's a Latina and she's a woman. But, you know, I think it's different. I mean, Puerto Ricans also have had a very complicated history with the United States. So I do feel like it's a huge recognition for them.
Mimi, what about you, given that your magazine is Latina and you're attempting to, in the magazine, encompass all these different identities and histories and so forth? Do you think your readers care?
Well, it wouldn't have mattered what kind of Latina she was, whether she was Mexican, Cuban, Puerto Rican. It wouldn't have mattered. I think our readers just would have been happy just because she was Latina and it's just one of their own. But of course, you know, going back to what you said before, do Puerto Ricans feel a little extra something special, a little pep in their step now with this nomination? Yes, obviously, of course, just because of it's, once again, it's someone with a shared background, a shared history, and that's always very inspiring and very motivating when one of your own accomplishes something like that.
Do you envision a Sonia Sotomayor Latina cover?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. But yeah, I mean, oh my gosh, I mean, it's just such an amazing story. I mean, this is not something that happens very often. It's never happened, so it's such a this watershed moment that, you know, we definitely want to get behind and celebrate. And it's just an important story to tell.
Do you think, though, that, and forgive me if this is being stupid, but this she's done some very amazing things. And this is an extremely important position. But once she puts on those robes, we will not see very much of her. That just traditionally has been the way it is. She has to resign from the organizations to which she has belonged. She cannot take sort of a public advocacy position in many of these issues. And I just wonder whether that will have an effect on the way people will view her as a role model, in contrast to, frankly, you know, celebrities who perhaps are not as important, but who are more visible.
I don't think it matters. It's just the fact that she's there. You know, if she gets confirmed and the fact that she sits on that bench, that's enough. We don't have to see her. It's gratifying to know that she's there.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Mimi Valdez-Ryan of Latina Magazine and Nicole Raymond of People en Español. We're talking about Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor, and we're also talking about what's going on in the pages of their magazines. It's our monthly visit with the magazine mavens. Nicole, what about your readers? Do you think they are interested, or you think they're more interested in J-Lo's daughter? And they only mention J-Lo's daughter because she's featured on the homepage of your website.
I think they care about both. They care about celebrities. That's, you know, their time away from the stresses of life. But they do care about what other Hispanics are doing. We just recently had our Most Powerful Women issue, and they loved it, and they do care about it. And I think that what Judge Sotomayor represents that's really important is, you know, where education can take you. And I think that's one of the core values of any Hispanic family. It doesn't matter if you're Peruvian, if you're Puerto Rican, if you're Cuban or Mexican. I think one of the main reasons why they're here is because they can give their children a better future. And the best way to get that future is through an education. And that's what Judge Sotomayor represents.
Mimi, what about you? Your magazine did a lot of reporting on the presidential campaign. You did major takeouts on the major candidates. And just curious what you make of the reaction that Judge Sotomayor is getting in certain quarters. For example, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich wrote on his Twitter account that she's a racist, and she's referring to a comment that she made in a speech
it's
8 years
so
ago,
annoying.
Calling her a reverse racist. And he said
it's
in his
so
tweet,
annoying.
White man racist nominee would be forced to withdraw. Latina woman racist should also withdraw. What do you make of that?
I don't even know what to say. It's just so annoying to hear these critics just go after her like that. I mean, I guess everyone's talking about that speech that she gave, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, I looked at that speech and I didn't see what the big hoopla was all about. To me, you know, I guess it was the specific statement where she said that she would think a Latina woman with the richness of her experiences would come to a better conclusion than a white man, or I'm probably paraphrasing it. And as we know, people of color, in order to succeed, they not only have to know their world, but they also have to know a white man's world as well. That's just how you have to succeed. And I think that's all she meant, is that she just, the diversity of her experiences are just richer than, let's say, your average white male. I don't think that's so crazy.
You don't understand what the big whoop is all about.
No, I really don't, because I don't think that is such a crazy statement. I mean, your average white male doesn't have to know my world in order to succeed, but I need to know his world. And I think that's all she meant. That's all it was.
And also, I mean, what she was
ahead,
saying,
Nicole.
The greater context of this statement was that very important judges like Cardozo and I don't remember the other judge that she mentioned had made mistakes, and that maybe somebody with her experience would avoid those mistakes. I mean, I think it was taken out a little bit out of context. And as the White House said, it was a poor choice of words, maybe. But
right.
Well, before I let each of you go, I have to ask what I always ask, which is, what is your favorite piece in each of your magazines this month? Nicole, what's
well,
your favorite story?
Our cover story is pretty great. It's about Adamari Lopez. She's a Puerto Rican actress. She just came back from Mexico. She overcame breast cancer and she's trying to get pregnant. So I think it's a very powerful story. She's, you know, trying to reconnect with her husband because they were separated because of their jobs. And she's, you know, trying to prioritize what's right and in her life, being a mom, and, you know, also trying to balance that with a career. And I think it really reflects what our readers are and what they look for in life, that balance between, you know, family life and their careers.
Mimi, what about you? What's your favorite story in this month's Latina magazine?
Favorite story? Well, we have Zoe Saldana on the cover, and it's our annual Reasons to Love Being Latina package, which is always a bestseller for us and is always so fun to put together. And it's just a moment for us to, I don't know, I guess pat ourselves on the back and sort of go over all of our accomplishments over the past year. Everyone from celebrities to just regular people who are just doing great things in the community and in Hollywood and wherever. And that's my favorite.
Can I tell you mine?
Yes. What's yours?
Well, People in Espanol. Actually, I do also love the cover. I agree with you. I think it's the kind of story I think that women really appreciate, when women tell the truth about their lives to other women. I do love that. But in Latina, I love the piece by Suzanne Colon about when is a Latina not
yes.
a Latina?
Yeah.
When you let someone else decide your identity, it's big trouble. Of course, Suzanne Colon is a contributing writer and editor at O Magazine. She's also another one of our mavens. And I love it when people really tell the truth about how their lives are lived. And I think it's very inspiring. So thank you all for
that.
Mimi Valdez-Ryan is editor-in-chief of Latina Magazine. Nicole Raymond is the executive editor at People en Español. And they were both kind enough to join us in our New York studios. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.